So that's what I've been advising my clients since the beginning of the Iranian conflict. But now what? It seems like the war is going to be over. It should be inked by Friday. Oil prices went from $120 a barrel to today they're at $80 a barrel. So could mortgage rates actually get back to 5.99%? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's closing bell, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you need some help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. I'll give you my information at the end of this video. But you're here for these, so let's get to it. So mortgage rates, they came down just about two ticks today. It wasn't as much as I thought based on the news that we got this afternoon, which there's going to be an end to this conflict. And I've been saying, okay, wait till the end, and then you also have to monitor oil. So let's get over and see what the oil markets are doing. But the first thing I like to do is I like to start each video with the chart. So all you have to understand when you join me each day is that number right up through there. If it's green, that's good. If it's above 10, well, that's good, even better, because mortgage rates should start dropping a little bit. So you can see plus 16, maybe the market drop about 2 basis points. But where's it going to go from here? So let's look at what the Federal Reserve's most likely to do. Then I'm going to show you or tell you what I'm advising my clients based on today's economic news. So the first thing here is the Federal Reserve, they're going to meet in 2 days. The good news about this is we're going to have our first live event in the studio, and I'm going to show you the Federal Reserve's not going to do anything at this meeting. They're not supposed to do anything at the next meeting. But I'm going to show you how all this is going to be really put in the front of everybody when he starts to talk to the media. So what's going to happen is the Federal Reserve, they're going to come out and say, we're not cutting rates. And then Federal Reserve Chairman Warsh is going to come in front of the media, and I'm going to show you how the markets are going to react to them. Because you realize this is his first meeting. They're also going to come out with a dot plot. He's going to come in and tell us how they might change how they're looking at the inflation numbers. So it should be a pretty wild ride that day. So join me then. We're going to go over that live and see the market reactions to that. But in 2 days, the markets are saying Federal Reserve's not going to do anything. There is a 98% chance. We'll just say there's a 100% chance the Federal Reserve is not going to do anything at this meeting. Now, the next meeting might start to get a little interesting, but the chart's saying to us, well, the only thing the Fed's expected to do in 2027 is actually push up rates. Well, I'm thinking, I'm going on the contrarian view of this. I'm saying their next move, if anything, other than staying put, is a rate cut. Why? Well, let's get over and I'll explain it to you. Here's what oil's doing. Remember oil just about a month ago was about $120 a barrel. Inflation was getting out of control. The gas at the pump was crazy. Well, now it's down to $80 a barrel. It might be on its way back down to $60 a barrel. Now, at $60 a barrel, we had interest rates at 5.99 because inflation was actually coming down at that time, believe it or not. We're at 2.3% on that inflation number. The Fed wants it 2%. Now we're about 4%. But it's all predicated on oil. So if we watch oil on its descent, that means inflation's going to start coming out of the equation. Corporate profits are going to go up. But specifically, if you're watching this video, interest rates should drop. So here's what we're seeing today. We're seeing the oil prices plunging. So that means the equity market's doing pretty darn good. We have the Dow Jones up 631 points. We have the NASDAQ almost up 800 points. We even have the S&P, I think, at another record high, up 131 points. Why? Well, because if you go over to oil, oil's crashing right now. So let's just test our luck now and see if this is actually a Cinderella story. Could crypto be up as well? So if we got the equity markets up, we have crypto up, and we got oil down, well, let's see what it looks like. We have absolutely. This is a Cinderella story, folks. So we got Bitcoin up $3,000 a coin. And if you got money in any equities and stocks, you probably made some money today. Why? Well, it's all predicated on oil. So here's what my expectations are. Follow the oil. As you see the agreement coming to fruition, and you see the Strait of Hormuz opening, and you see oil starting to come down further and further and further, as soon as the markets realize this is a done deal, you're going to see the markets move in a major way when it comes to interest rates. The equity markets already are taking the good news in stride, as we see. So that's it for this afternoon, our closing bell. So mortgage rates got a little bit better, not as good as I thought they would be, but make sure you subscribe over there and tune in tomorrow morning at the opening bell to see what happens with these and the good news behind it. I'm going to show you the reasons why they move. So folks, if you need any help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. Visit us at therateupdate.com, but otherwise have a fantastic evening, and I'll see you back here at the opening bell tomorrow morning and see where these go from here and the whys. Take care. Bye-bye.